Welcome to the podcast. Dare I say, a couple of people here have already heard what's about to play, but they just want to get clarification. I was in a bit of a haze on the radio last night, listening in my car, and I swear there was some sort of bloke who was talking to this chick that said that she had sexual relations with her dog. I mean, I must have dreamt that. It couldn't have been a real thing. I've double-checked the podcast that's about to play. It's a bloody real thing. I mean, you get someone on the show because you think that they're drinking a bit of dog urine because it makes their skin better. Quite an interesting chat. Controversial, but interesting. And it took very much a turn for the worse. Lin Lu, everyone, on the show and the podcast in a matter of seconds. Also, male escort, Shawnee Love. Now, he stays within the boundaries of what's legal and what's moral in this world. A little controversial again, but he's not breaking any rules. And he's making sure that the ladies not only have consent, but they pay him for his sexual acts that he does. Living the dream. And also the world's hardest bear quiz. If you can bear the first chat with a chick who no doubt is probably also attracted to bears.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Well, it's not every day. Speak to dog pee drinker. Oh, no. Dog pee drinker. Don't drink your own dog pee, surely. Lin Lu, viral internet sensation. My goodness, you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I've been doing this for 3 years now, and I can't believe the transformation, and it is because I drink my dog's pee.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what were the sort of things that the dog pee transformation has done for you?
You know, I was just a little depressed, and I lost a lot of weight doing this, too. Mm. It also helped clear up my acne, and I don't have cancer because of it.
Did you have cancer pre-dog pee drinking?
No. Because I drink my dog's pee.
Okay. I didn't have cancer 3 years ago, and I don't have it now, and I haven't been drinking any dog pee, so maybe that one's up for grabs. But I understand. Maybe you can...
But you could get it.
Well, you can never be too safe. Okay, yeah, fair enough. And as far as the skin, you reckon it's cleared right up?
Right. Yes. I mean, you don't have to spend all this money on acne treatment.
Yeah, one big conspiracy. I see. Now, the dog pee, you've posted the video very recently, and it's gone viral. How come it's taken 3 years for you to sort of share this news with us? And do you drink it like sort of straight into the cup, or is it like a chilled beverage sort of situation? You mix it in cocktails? How you doing it?
No, I just drink it right from my dog. He knows to you. You just put the cup by him, he'll pee into the cup. Oh, right. I didn't tell a lot of people because I was kind of selfish about it. You know, I didn't really want a lot of people to know about it, but I felt like I should, you know?
How's the response been over the past 48 hours? Because, I've seen the video. I mean, he's a well-trained dog. You put the cup right down there. He knows exactly what to do. We'll fills up about 300 mils, and then it's right down the hatch, huh?
This all goes back to the pharmaceutical companies. And they don't tell you a lot of things. And it's really sad because a lot more people could be doing this, but they don't because the pharmaceutical companies hide it from people. They don't want people to know that this actually works. Because if they do, they won't make money. I don't have $200 to spend on cancer treatment.
Yeah, I mean, a dog probably costs more than $200. Do you think the pharmaceutical companies have done the dog wee research? They've sort of been underground in this secret lab, sort of feeding people dog wee. It's cured a lot of diseases, and then they're keeping it under wraps? Or is this just your experiment that you found by yourself?
No, I'm sure they are. I mean, by how it changed my life, I know for a fact it worked. Mm. So I know for a fact they know. And I know for a fact they're just keeping it from the public.
How do you know that for a fact? Someone told you that?
God told me.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I see. He's got a habit of doing things like that. Now, I've seen another video of yours. You're kissing an armadillo. What's that all about? What's the armadillo curing?
I just wanted to do that. That's just something I've always wanted to do. I don't know.
Okay, so that's just you enjoying yourself in your spare time. Because it was full on tongue, that armadillo thing. He was trying to get away.
Have you ever kissed an armadillo before?
Never. Don't think there are any armadillos in Australia. I attempted to stroke an echidna once, but I was warned against it at the Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. Never felt like doing a tongue pash with an armadillo, though.
People don't want you to be freaky, though.
Yeah, I know, but I also myself don't want to do that. Like, I'm not just going to do it just to be freaky, like to freak people out. I don't want to do it myself. Like, I don't want to. I've just been tongue kissing ladies.
You shouldn't be so vanilla.
I shouldn't be so vanilla. Oh, I'm not vanilla. Oh, Lin Lu, dog piss drinker, armadillo kisser. I'm not vanilla. I do all sorts of things. I'm a textures man, you see. Sometimes I even touched Lisa Ann, world famous porn star Lisa Ann's bunion on her foot last week. That's way more sexual and kinky than kissing an armadillo.
I mean, that's your opinion.
I mean, the armadillo probably couldn't consent to it. I dare say Lisa Ann, she gave me the nod and started wriggling around her twinkle toes. So that was kind of my cue to go in for the touch. But the armadillo didn't seem to be too keen. He was trying to get away from you.
Hey, Danny Lakey, what are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a white singlet, black shorts, black shoes, and an armadillo mask.
Wow, you sound like you look amazing.
Yeah, all right, let's not have any phone sex right now. We're talking about dog piss drinking and armadillo kissing at this point in time. Are you quite a sexual person? Is that the thing? Because we have sexual people on all the time, and we can talk like sexual stigmas and all that kind of thing, but I thought it was more the dog urine drinking and the cures that was quite interesting.
You asked if I was a sexual person. I mean, I'm just a woman that knows what she wants.
Okay, and what is it that you want? A man in a white singlet or an armadillo trying to get away from you in the forest?
Can I have both?
I mean, there's big questions and ethics and legalities and moralities around the armadillo kiss, I guess.
Well, we only live once.
Okay, so how did you get all your fans originally? Was it the armadillo kiss that got you into the YouTube stardom, or...?
No, it goes back to when I did 10 Reasons Why You Should Have Sex With Your Dog on YouTube.
10 Reasons Why... I'm sorry, what?
Why women should have sex with their dog.
Whoa, okay, that's what I thought you said. Why women... like bestiality, like have sex with a beast.
Yeah, that one had 7 million views.
Oh, God. Oh, don't do that. No. I mean, the piss drinking was one thing. Come on. Calm yourself. What's that curing? That's not curing anything, surely. You can't just be having sex with beasts. Have sex with women and men.
Don't pretend like you haven't Googled certain things late at night.
I haven't. I've seen some creepy things. And Lin Lu, you clearly don't listen to this show. I've seen Two Girls, One Cup. I've seen these kind of things. I accidentally stumbled on One Man, One Horse one day, but that wasn't because I was actively seeking it out. And even if I had ran into something, there's a big sort of gap between accidentally glancing at some sort of accidental bestiality on the internet to actually, like, doing a blog and campaigning to have sex with a dog. Yes? No? Maybe so? What are these 10 reasons? What's reason number one?
Reason number one you should have sex with your dog is because you can't get pregnant. You can't get an STD from your dog.
You could get Ebola and rabies and that kind of thing.
Not from your dog.
Yes, from your dog you could get rabies if the dog's going down. Is this a joke? Are you serious, or is this trolling? Because I know some people, they're like...
Does God just magically give your dog rabies one day? He just says, I'm just going to give this dog rabies.
Wow. All right. Do you have a dog of your own?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God. Has he seen some things that no dog should ever see?
My dog is very happy.
Oh, God. I'm trying to not read between the lines. Does this mean your dog's your boyfriend?
I don't date my dog.
Okay, you're just in a casual relationship with the dog.
If you want to put it like that.
Well, I don't know. You put it on the table, Lin Lu. This has come out of nowhere. I just thought we were talking about urine and the beneficial effects and maybe the big conspiracy of pharmaceutical companies.
Look, it's kind of weird. It's not that complicated. I just have sex with them. I don't date them.
Oh, man. Lin Lu, I think that's even worse. I really think that's... I'd rather you just be dating your dog and not doing the dirty with the dog instead of the other way around.
Will you make up your mind, man?
Yes, I have. I'd rather you date the dog with none of that hanky-panky rather than the hanky-panky with the dog and not dating them. I definitely agree with that statement. Just take your dog on a date. Give it a doggy biscuit. You don't have to get your dog in bed with you. Just find a man or a woman. That's all right, isn't it? What's so bad about us?
How would I explain that to people that I'm dating my dog? Like, what do people do at the end of their date?
Oh, Lin Lu, Lin Lu. Trying to keep an open mind. Many shapes in this world. But I don't know. I don't think the dog can happily consent to that in the English language either.
So when you take your girl on a date, how does it normally end?
It ends with sex because she's a woman, and consenting woman.
My dog is 18 years old.
Oh, God. All right.
In dogs.
Yeah. In dog years. Oh, okay. Oh, you're into the mature cougar kind of dogs. I see. All right. Okay. Thank you, Lin Lu. Cheers for that. I appreciate your time. Obviously not condoning any of the bestiality chat. Probably not the urine chat either. But thank you for taking the time. And, I mean, we can... If this is some sort of troll thing, that's all right. That's kind of all right. But if you need any help as well, I mean, producer Felix, he'll give you the number for Armadillos Anonymous or what the hell needs to go on. Jesus. All right. Thanks, Lin Lu. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey around the country, 13, 10, 60. I mean, we've got porn stars and escorts on all the time. He's like, I mean, what's new? What's new? Well, this man's a man. He's a full-grown man. He's got a penis. He was born a man. He's a male escort. That's what we've got in the studio. Huge for the show. Shawnee Love. The love from above. Welcome.
Thank you, Danny. Nice to be here. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. I mean, you've got a beard. I've got a beard. We're both attractive, charismatic men. why are you getting paid by women for sex and I'm paying women for casual erotic massages? What's the difference?
Yeah, so I got into escorting via running workshops originally. I was running workshops, kink and BDSM workshops. Okay. And during some of them, someone asked for a private session. So I gave them one. And then I thought, this is a racket. This is a fun game to get into. So started offering, put my website up and started doing more and more workshops, more and more private sessions. And eventually I was able to quit the original game I was in, which is software engineering. And here I am.
What a move. How was that, handed in the resignation to the software engineering boss at the end?
Yeah, no, my boss at the time, my last gig, he came to an award ceremony where I won an award sex worker of the year in 2015. So I said, boss, I'm doing a career change. Come along.
I've moved on to greener pastures, boss. I mean, how often is it a job? Because there'll be blokes out there right now thinking, oh my God, how do I get into this? This guy's living the dream. How often is it a job compared to, oh my God, I'm feeling quite horny tonight and just coincidentally I'm getting paid for this one?
Yeah, so I'm always feeling horny. But one of the greatest things is earning the horniness. You know what I mean? I can't suppress it and I can't let it take over. Like most men, most people are hiding or suppressing their horniness to some degree or letting it take over and comes out quite like beast-like. But here you are, feeling horny, owning it, and then allowing it to come out. So it's kind of always there. It's always available. It's like a little ally that's with me when I'm in my sessions.
And you've obviously, you reckon you've become more sexually aware and obviously more comfortable with and knowing your body and knowing your pleasures at the same time as teaching other people how to unlock their body's secrets?
Absolutely, yeah. The biggest learning is around consent and boundaries and like real-time communication.
Yeah.
The things I didn't like, some of them I do, and now I'm like, I'll take people on journeys and give them tours of my body, you know, where different bits connect to other different bits.
And,
yeah.
Because you live in the UK, right? But you're traveling full time. You came over here, you're in town and in the country for a couple of weeks, and then you're off again doing jaunts in other nations.
That's right. It's nice to be back here.
Yeah, nice.
At least I'm very familiar with these streets.
Cool.
Now I live in London, and that's kind of the base because most of my work's around Europe. I'd go to Berlin and Cologne and Munich and Warsaw and Prague. All these other places quite often.
Right.
Here in Australia once or twice a year. And I've got a few workshops and a bunch of regular clients that I'm going to see while I'm out here.
So, you got the regulars that are hanging out for
regular clients, yeah.
Oh, God.
Regular boyfriend experience, yeah.
Now that's what I wanted to talk about. I've got three categories here, Big Sean.
Three.
Boyfriend experience, coaching, and the sex. So, let's start off with the boyfriend experience. I'm thinking, what kind of women? And I think the obvious answer would be all different women. Shapes, sizes, smells, the whole lot. And I guess every woman's different, but are there any common themes that you find in your clients who are wanting that experience and to pay for it?
Generally, women who don't have time for actual boyfriends, or can't be asked having actual boyfriends because boyfriends are kind of smelly, messy, pain in the ass.
Yeah, I was a boyfriend once. Oh, no.
You gave it a try? Gave it a whirl?
Yeah, tried it, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun for just doing it for a night, so it just seems to flow much better.
Okay.
So then devote the whole night to their needs, to giving them the kisses, the cuddles, the love that they need. And then in the morning, I'm out of the hair.
Do you prefer a certain type of woman or you just love the variety of life? Like, do you ever meet someone and you're like, oh God, maybe just an extra 100 for this one, please, madam?
Some clients are much easier, and that's more to do with their emotional responses and their ability to communicate rather than their body shape or age.
Okay.
Or age or anything like that. Yeah, their ability to communicate, their ability to meet heart to heart or eye to eye and say what they want. And if they're able to sort of surrender to the touch, that's much more engaging for me as a professional than what they look like
I think the main difference maybe between a female escort and a male escort, at least from what I could see from your website, is that you do a minimum of 3 hours. So, you know, and that's not just because you get more bang for your buck. That's because you feel communication and sort of breaking down the social boundaries over a prolonged period instead of like a female escort who may just be booked for half an hour and then a wham bam sort of thing.
Yeah, so my first sessions are always 3 hours. That allows half an hour at first to set up communication around consent, boundaries, what's going to be explored without rushing straight into it.
Yeah.
A lot of women have had their boundaries crossed at some stage in their life, so you want to make sure, and a lot of women aren't very good at talking about their own boundaries and their own needs and often don't actually know what their needs are. So the first half an hour is talking about that, making sure there's a common language. Then we've got 2 hours to explore. Often it takes 2 hours to find that sort of deep place of surrender, that deep place of orgasm or whatever it's going to be into, like whether it's a rope or a spanking or an orgasm. So yeah, 2 hours and a half an hour to come back, to sort of come back to life, back to reality.
Rate my 45-minute love sessions, slow massages, back tickles, ear nibbles, sweet nothings, and then boom!
That's common.
I get carried away at the end bit. I get very excited come the end. That's something I need to work on as well.
Yeah, I think that's a common experience for a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of cock owners get to that orgasm place quite quickly. And so, yeah, a lot of women would like to prolong those experiences. So when they're coming to see me, it's all about them, their needs, their service, what they need.
All right. Well, can we come back after this? Because not only are you just having sex and teaching people about their bodies and their pleasure and erogenous zones, you also do a lot of sort of consciousness coaching and to do with kinks and all that kind of thing. I'd like to talk about that next. And then finish off with the real sexy gear. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, shorty love. And we'll get to that next, right around the country with male escort Shawnee Love. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country on 131060 with male escort Shawnee Love.
Hello.
Oh, look world. At him. He's got some swagger about it. I mean, sometimes I just look at you deep in the eye, Shawnee, and say, what do you have that I don't have? Why can't I leave this midnight radio show instead of having midnight tryst? It's what I'm all about. But I don't think I'd have the stamina, the nous, and also this sort of conscious awareness that you do, because it's not just a female escort job in a man's body. There's a lot more intricacies to a woman who wants to pay for sex, whereas the stereotypical man, aka Danny Lakey, a couple of months ago, who did not get his $300 worth from an Asian masseuse. There's a lot of things that you teach, and on your website, ShawneeLove.com, Shawnee with an I, by the way, conscious kink, shadow tantra, and journeys into the sacred mysteries. What are these sacred mysteries?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about bringing consciousness to our kinks and fetishes. Everyone's got kinks and fetishes to some degree, whether they know it or own it or not. You know, we've all got control issues. We've all been rejected. So we've all got, like, issues we need to resolve. So let's make it really conscious. If you want to control your lover, why don't you have an explicit arrangement where you can set up a scene where you're doing that explicitly and know what the boundaries are, know the limits of how much you can control, or if you want to be controlled and be told what to do, like set up the boundaries. So that's the sort of bringing consciousness to kink, bringing awareness and boundaries to kink. But also kink can be a great tool for exploring consciousness, and that's why it's quite tantric in a way, because we're using role play and different dynamics, different archetypes to explore our own consciousness and thus learn more about ourselves and sort of become more whole as beings, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Do you think there's any such thing as someone out there who is naturally vanilla, or do you think a vanilla person is just someone who hasn't unlocked the kink they don't know about yet?
Yeah, I think a lot of people listening might say they're vanilla. They've got no idea about kinks, but you know, even then we might play with a feather or like get tied up or like try some anal fisting at some stage in their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I say all the time, I'm into the foot and the high heel and the oils. I'm a textures man, you see.
Okay.
And I think anyone out there who's judging, imagine if your laptop camera was on 24/7. Would you be happy showing every single bit of that footage, old sexy big brother? Didn't think so. Plenty of people's kinks. What would you say are like the ratios of people that like to be dominated as opposed to like to be sub? Do people like to dominate you?
I'm much more professional dominant than submissive. So people who come to me normally come for those submissive experience. They want to be tied up, spanked, told what to do. Sometimes as an act of empowerment, a client will want to dominate me and feel her sense of power, her wild feminine to some degree. And I can go to those spaces and I can submit to that. And that's really good fun when a woman accesses her wildness for the first time. It's a beautiful thing to go into.
Well, one of the things on your website is feminine rage.
Yeah. You know,
is this a woman who's been scorned by a man before and sort of like a therapeutic?
Yeah, kind of. It's a sad fact of our world that most women, probably all women, have had their boundaries crossed at some stage.
Yeah.
And they've all got that rage because they get their boundaries crossed, and sometimes in the moment they can't respond. They can't say, get away from me, because that's like a dangerous situation. So there's always little bits of anger that gets stored in there. So what we need is to create those safe spaces for those women to express that rage, to express that anger. And you need to be a good space holder to create those places where women can do that.
Yeah.
And so it is. It can be very therapeutic to go to those places.
Yeah.
So I'm not advertising myself as a therapist, but there's definitely a therapeutic aspect to this work.
Yeah, right. Do you have any hard no's, any hard limits that you won't do? Any women requesting something and like, there's no way you're squeezing that Beetlejuice on me and calling me Big Crumpet.
Who would want to be called Big Crumpet in the bedroom? Bizarre. That's me, by the way.
Yeah, Big Crumpet costs a little bit extra, but.
Is there anything that you've had to sort of say, sorry, thanks for noticing?
Yeah, I don't like to get penetrated.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, the old peg.
Yeah.
Not
for me, no. But I don't want to judge people who love that stuff because, you know, it's beautiful for some people.
No. And shout out to Bradford, who's probably getting pegged right now, not even listening to the show.
Hi, Bradford.
Yeah, he comes on every Monday, What is it like for a first-time client? Can we just do a small bit of role play, obviously without the sex, because we're both heterosexual men. But sort of like, yeah, I answer the door. This is the first time client.
Hi.
Oh, hello there, Shawnee Love.
Hi, I'm Shawnee Love.
Oh, really? You don't put on that. You don't need to put on a voice. You've got that British accent, mysterious thing going on. I'm like Sherlock Holmesy. Oh, hello, Sean. You look just like your photos. Come inside to the boudoir.
Exactly. Although normally my first sessions are at my place when I work in London. It's much better if they come to me.
Oh, I see.
Because then I've got it all set up how I like.
Yeah, right.
And we've got 3 hours together. So I say, yeah, have a seat. We've got 3 hours. We're going to take our time. Do you want a cup of tea? Sit and chat. And so take half an hour to feel comfortable before we actually get any nitty gritty.
And what if she was just seriously ravenous and hadn't been laid in like 8 years and was like, get naked for me, Sean.
I normally don't get naked on a first date.
I set you up. I've been doing my research. I want to know, why don't you get naked on a first date?
Oh, there's several reasons. Mm. One, I think it's a good marketing tool for me. A lot of men are all about getting laid, but when a woman comes to me, it's like, it's a reassurance for her that it's not about my sexuality, not about my needs. It's about her needs getting met.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's like one of the reasons. Another reason, which is much more personal, is I don't know how my cock is going to respond to every single person. So I don't want to guarantee any sort of physical response from me. So,
Have you ever not been able to get it up?
Yeah, one client, I crossed my own boundaries. I got naked on the first session once in Berlin.
Dear.
And I said, no, I can't do this because what she wanted was like a certain position or a certain sound that just wasn't for me. And
Okay.
I said, sorry about this, miss. Here's your cash back, but I can't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite embarrassing, quite possibly traumatic for that people. So
yeah, it happens to the best of us. And that's what I don't like about when I can't get it up. All of a sudden the girl's like, is it me? I'm hideous. Like, shut up. I'm dealing with my own issues here.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing's ever personal.
Never. But having that boundary on the first session clears all that. It makes it much safer for both of us.
Yeah, right. You were saying off the air just before, the size of the penis. Only one woman has ever asked about the size of your penis before actually wanting to see it.
Yeah. So it's quite rare because as a male sex worker, they weren't much more interested in my ability to hold space and be emotionally present for them.
Yeah.
That's much more interesting for them from my actual body. As you can see, I'm in your studio. I'm just an ordinary guy.
Mm.
A bit shorter than you. Maybe better looking. But
yeah, slightly. What about the daddy stuff? There's a bit on your website, the daddy.
Yeah.
People call you daddy because producer Felix, he's been known to play the daddy role, the father figure from time to time.
I bet he has.
Mm.
Yeah, some people really love that. It can be really nurturing. It's a particular fetish which is really widespread and doesn't get much publicity, or maybe it does. And it's that space where I sort of open up my heart and hold that woman really deeply and really fondly, and she can go really into that little space and be completely held and really completely surrendered. Yeah.
Jesus. Are you making bank? Like, you're richer than me, aren't you? You're in demand.
Somehow it's all working out for me, yeah. Oh, seems to be doing all right.
Damn you.
Yeah, combination of my workshops and my private sessions.
Yeah, damn you. Damn you.
Yeah.
Very hard not to be jealous right now. I'll shake your hand and put on a brave face. But thank you so much, male escort Shawnee Love. He's in the country at the moment. You can check out his very in-depth website of all the services and different experiences that he provides at shawneelove.com. That's Sean as in S-E-A-N-I love.com. Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne are some of the spots you'll be visiting.
Yeah, this weekend Canberra for a 2-day Getting Conscious with Kink workshop. Come along for that. And weekend after Melbourne. Yeah, everyone should come.
Far out. There's some horny woman in Brisbane right now going, damn it, I need $190 and a Jetstar flight right now.
Get on that flight. Get on that flight.
Oh, thanks, Shawnee Love.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country, 131060. Happy Friday. Well, I'm not happy about this. Well, I'm kind of happy in a way. I like it when a circus animal gets some justice because, I mean, what's this world? I hope that the old circus animal thing is the next thing to go. You know how, like, in 100 years' time, people will be talking back in history going, can you believe in Australia they didn't used to have gay marriage? And then, like, 200 years before right now, you go, can you believe they used to burn witches back in the day? Yeah. I hope in 300 years from now, they look back and go, can you believe 250 years ago, they had a skateboarding bear at a circus? Yeah, don't do that. Just don't have a skateboarding bear at the circus. I mean, there's a video that's gone around. The skateboarding bear obviously doesn't want to be skateboarding because he's a bear. And the Russian circus people are sort of like, hey, yeah, come on, do a little skateboard trick. And the bear's just turned. And good on the bear. And it sparked this.
A very topical story about
Russian bear attacking its owner after being forced to skateboard in a circus.
Triggered a quiz with all the answers featuring the word or sound.
Bear.
It's the world's hardest
bear quiz.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy about a Friday bear quiz. I'm happy that the bear got his own back, some bear revenge.
Bear, don't let a bear skateboard. That's just one of the rules, really. Question number one. Of course, Donald Trump toilet paper all up for grabs tonight if you can get question number 10 correct. Remembering every single answer has the word or sound bear in it. A very aggressive bear. A British adventurer, question number one, known best for his TV show, Man vs. Wild. Oh, but what could it be? 131060 if you know the answer. A British adventurer known best for his TV show, Man vs. Wild. Remembering that every answer has the word or sound. Bear in it tonight, the world's hardest bear quiz. Fast Fingers, Troy and Harvey Bay. Hello, welcome to the quiz.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. How much do you know about bears?
Very little.
Well, you know what? That's good, because we're not talking about the actual animal tonight, really. This quiz has a habit of wordplay. Crazy wordplay that just has the word or sound bear in it. So as long as you know a bit about bear words, then you might be all right. You might be wiping your chocolate rump with Donald Trump toilet paper. You can get all the way to question number 10. A British adventurer known best for his TV show, Man vs. Wild. What do you reckon it is?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls is correct. Yeah, nice one. I'm going to cut open this antelope and live in here, and women will still find me sexy. Damn you, Bear Grylls. Number two, a lavish cheese.
Lavish cheese.
Oh, yeah. Think about that. Nice little picnic. Nice bottle of Shiraz. What? You and your lover hocking open some cheese. What's that? Lavish cheese?
Oh, got me.
Oh, no. You're not a lavish cheese man.
No.
Oh, well. Thanks, Troy. Brad in Melbourne, 131060. You a lavish cheese man?
Yeah, I know cheeses.
Oh, no, I mean, that doesn't sound like a lavish cheese man to me, because I've met lavish cheese men in the past, and I'll say to them, hello, are you a lavish cheese man? They go, yes, I am. Not, maybe, perhaps, I like a bit of cheese. Nah, not lavish. I understand you're a cheese man, but not a lavish cheese man. But on question number two, remembering every answer has the word or sound. Bear in it. Lavish cheese.
I don't know if you're giving it something, but it's Bear Hill cheese.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? Bear Hill cheese?
Just that it's sheep's milk cheese. Trust me.
It's the Quizmaster's kryptonite. Always make a Quizmaster second guess himself. Nah, trust me. Yeah, Bear Hill cheese. Yeah, nah, it's sheep's cheese. Yeah, you know. Nah, unfortunately not. I won't be played a fool. I believe you believe it, and I'm not. To be honest, I don't think it's a type of cheese. It may be a brand of cheese, but it's definitely not a type of cheese. Bear Hill cheese. I've never heard anything like it. Thanks though, Brad. Dean in Canberra on 131060. You a lavish cheese man?
Not really. I do know this one, though.
Good. Okay. At least it's a man who's honest about his lavish cheese habits and his lack of. And just because you know the answer doesn't mean you're a lavish cheese man, nor the other way around. But question number two, a lavish cheese with the word or sound bear in it. What do you reckon?
Camembert.
Oh, camembert is correct. Oh, yeah. What a cheese. What a lavish cheese. I should know. I'm a lavish cheese man. Question number three. An advantage for women who are planning to give birth regarding their waist. Insta clue. It's on the Instagram.
I am not sure.
That's all right. You know, not a woman who's planning on giving birth anytime soon. It's
no.
It's more of a crime to not know an answer about cheese when not being a lavish cheese man, because you've always got the option of being a lavish cheese man. you in your position, there's a lot of hoops to get through to be a woman who would be giving birth, dare I say. Thanks, Dean. Jay in Melbourne on 131060. Jeez, let's be hasty. We've got a dog urine drinker girl on the show soon. She's on hold. And we just want to get through this quiz so we can talk to her, to be honest, at this point. What do you think? Question number three.
Disadvantage being male, but child-bearing hips.
Oh, ha, ha, child-bearing hips. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at my child-bearing hips. Oh, that could bear a couple of children in there. Hell yeah. Congrats on your child-bearing hips. Congratulations on knowing question number three. Question number four. A heavy-handed and unpleasantly overpowering grandmother who gives too much unwanted advice over how her grandchildren are raised could be considered what?
Overbearing.
Oh, you're good. Overbearing is correct. Number five, a slang term for having sex without a condom. Oh.
Going bareback.
He's on a hot streak. Bareback is correct. Question number six. Which band sang this 90s hit? Play audio grab. Oh, hang on. No, that was something I didn't do. Okay. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Oh, shit.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Something, 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 say I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. I said, get back together, something you're gonna be.
I'm a DJ and I don't even know it.
Oh, whoa, Jesus. I mean, first you're not a lavish cheese man. Now a DJ who doesn't know this song. Jeez, what's going on tonight? Freaky Friday. Michael on the Gold Coast. You know it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, ho, ho. Bare Naked Ladies is correct. Hell yeah. What a jam. How is this? Now, this is a dead set true story that I have to tell right now. When I was nine years old, we got the internet, and I heard rumors that there was porn getting around on the internet as a nine-year-old, right? And I was afraid that my mother would find out. So what I did on Yahoo, because I don't think it was Google at the time, what I did on Yahoo, I'd type in the Spice Girls, like I was looking up the Spice Girls. Then I'd type in Backstreet Boys, like I was looking up Backstreet Boys. Then I typed in Bare Naked Ladies, with the very idea that I wanted to find porn, but I set myself up so that if I ever got caught, I could say, no, I was just Googling bands. What a sick puppy for a nine-year-old. That's good.
You're clever. That's clever.
That's bloody good. And I found my Bare Naked Ladies. I saw this penis that had already hit puberty. It scared me for another 4 years. It was too purple, and I never did it again. Anyway, that's my story. That's my story. Question number seven. A phrase used in customer service when you need to wait whilst they sort something else.
Bear with me.
Bear with me is correct. Oh, yeah, just bear with me for a second. And just whilst I get Nigel, he's the manager.
Very smooth.
Question number eight. A US late night TV talk show host.
Oh, no.
Do you know it, Mel, in Newcastle?
I do. It's Stephen Cole there.
Oh, nice one. Stephen Cole. There is correct. Two questions away. Far out. We've been told before that when people get to the two questions away, not only do people start getting nervous, but the butt can also sense that it's going to win a prize. And it starts shaking and jiggling around. Sweating, perhaps.
Doing that anyway because it's cold.
Oh, yep. Even in Tasmania and Canberra, we've been known for a couple of warm butt sweat patches around question number nine. You'd be surprised. Number nine, if somebody killed someone with no weapon, it could possibly have been with their what?
Bare hands.
Oh, Jesus. Bare hands is correct. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. If you harm me, I will kill you with my bare hands. Oh, shit, you mean business. Don't worry, I'll leave you alone. Number 10, final one, penultimate. How's the sweat going? All right?
Well, pretty good at the moment.
One or two beads, perhaps. Question number 10. A popular children's TV show featuring Tutta, Shadow, and Luna. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. And you can hear the beads. You can hear the beads multiplying.
I'm not sweating, but I just don't know the answer.
It's cascading now. So nervous. No chance.
No, sorry.
It's all right. Daniel in Canberra. One woman's past is another man's opportunity. And dare I say, if you've got yourself into a cold sweat, the old Canberra chill will be freezing those little icicles right now. Little stalagmites hanging off there. Do you know the answer?
I'm not sure, mate. I can guess it.
Go for it.
Is it Pooh Bear?
It's not Pooh Bear. It's not really Pooh Bear. No. I mean, you know I would have brought out Tigger, Piglet and Christopher Robin if that was the case. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for Christopher Robin. A bit bizarre. Not. Just like that on the record. I'm not a sucker for Christopher Robin. Frank in Brisbane on 131060. Frankincense. Frankenstein. Question number 10. A popular children's TV show featuring Toto, Shadow and Luna.
Shadow of a Bear?
Shadow of a Bear. No, incorrect. Oh, geez, I don't think we've had so many people pass on this question before. Darren in Victoria. Come on. Hit us with it. We're on match point. Put me away. Darren.
Got absolutely no idea.
I've thought long and hard about this question, and when push comes to shove, I just have no idea.
Jody in Rockhampton, come on. Do you know it?
Bear in the Big Blue House.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. Did you ring up after that question was delivered? We've never seen so many passes on the final one.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, you have. You played it very nicely. But it's time to say goodbye, Jody. Goodbye. It's time to reminisce on the Big Blue House. That massive, weird bear with the hunchback. And that creepy old moon. Good show, though. Oh, what a tune. To come and play.
Come and play.
Woohoo!
To come and play.
See you tomorrow, bear. See you. Bye. Now.